Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
After putting considerable thought into making another run for president, I've decided it's best to give other leaders in the party the opportunity to become our next nominee. The reaction of Republican voters across the country was both surprising and heartening.
It's very sad, but they purged him. The Republican Party purged him for one reason. The big news today is that Romney is resigning from the run or not going to run, which is a lie. The Bilderbergs met in Davos. The decision was made that Hillary will be the next president, and Romney was doing too well in the polls, so they threw him out to make certain that someone on the Republican side, such as yet another Bush, God forbid, or let's say an incompetent moron like Rubio, will be selected and chosen so that Hillary's president. That's my opinion, one man's opinion. Romney was forced out to enable Hillary to become the next president because there are no elections in America anymore. Oh, yes, there are elections. But the selection process determines the election, doesn't it? So I feel bad for Romney. As you know, he was a moderate, middle-of-the-road Republican. And they forced him out. It's that simple. Jeb was given the push. The money men said no. No to Romney. You're doing too well in the polls. And why do I say this? What, just to attract your attention? No. I use Aristotelian logic. Who do you think was leading in the polls on the Republican side? The ice cream man Rubio? No. The ice cream man not cometh, he goeth. Who was leading in the polls? Was it that sad sack Jeb Bush? Another Bush we need after a dynasty of 12 years of Bush, we need another 8? No. No, it's been determined that it's time for the American, whatever you want to call her. We don't have to categorize her as anything but what she is, which is an internationalist, a statist, a left-wing fanatic of the lowest order. I mean, what do you think she's going to do to this country? She'll be Obama, too, the second administration of Obama, which is the third administration of Jimmy Carter. So they pushed him out because he might have won. Now, I say it for a couple of reasons. One, because I think it's true. And two, because if I remember the debates, and I do remember them very clearly, certain things I remember very well. In fact, I remember everything very well. The important stuff I remember extremely well. There were three debates between Romney and Obama. Do you remember? He wiped the floor up with Obama. Obama looked like what he is, a stooge. He looked like the stooge he is, a teleprompter reader. Romney wiped the floor with him. Everyone cheered. They said Romney's going to be our next president. Well, they called Romney into the back room, and the boys who run the world said, hey, listen, I'm sorry, Joe Palooka, but you got to take a fall. You got to take a fall. You got to fall on your sword. I want you to look like a putz in the next go-around. So who did they drag out? They dragged out that fat slob from CNN, Candy Crowley, to ask set-up questions of Obama and to attack Romney. And Romney fell for it. Instead of attacking Obama, instead of going on the attack on Candy Crowley, he took the fall in 2 and 3. That was the end of the story. That's my opinion. So now here we come again. He comes back out of nowhere. He says he's going to run, maybe run, Now he says he's not going to run. He's going to let others in the party. Others in the party. Who are the others in the CPUSA? Used to be the Communist Party USA. To me, it's all one and the same now. Have you seen any difference in the Republican Party thus far and the Democrat Party? I mean, we went to the polls, and what did we put in? More of the same. Have you seen them put a stop to Obama's insanity? Have you seen them demand a hearing on Dianne Feinstein's business dealings for what she did to our intelligence community? Have you seen them do anything that is creative as part of their agenda? No, not at all. You've seen nothing. It's sad to watch this. He says he wants to give other leaders in the party the opportunity to run. What leaders are there? Jeb Bush is a leader? The man has been invisible for 10 years. No one knows what he does. What does Jeb Bush do? What are his qualifications? What are his qualifications? Tell me what they are. What, he has the name Bush, and that's something positive now? After years of contentiousness in America? Yes, by comparison to the commie that we have in the White House now, sure, Bush sounds good. But I doubt very much that he's going to close the borders since he said he won't. So what's the difference? Tell me what the difference is. Jerusalem Post is reporting that Obama has agreed to 80% of Iran's demands in nuke talks, which means Israel will soon be 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit and American Jews will still vote Democrat. Any other news you'd like to hear? Here's some good news if you like good news. You ready for good news? Kill our pilot and we'll execute all your prisoners, Jordan says. It will hang its ISIS captives if their captured airman hostage is killed. Didn't make it to your local paper? Jordan has threatened to fast-track the execution of a would-be suicide bomber the Islamic State is trying to free if the terror group kills its captured pilot. It was reported today in the DailyMail.com. Now, I'd like to see our government say to ISIS and the others, if you kill one more hostage, we'll kill 10 people at Gitmo, and we'll do it publicly, and we'll feed them to the sharks off Cuba. But then, look, I live in a dream world. I live in a world that doesn't exist. I admit that. I don't live in a university world. I don't live in a government world. I don't live in a media world. I live in my own world. But apparently there are millions of people who live in the world I live in. Only they have no elected leadership, do we? We thought we had an election. We thought we elected leadership. We thought we were going to get a conservative, strong Republican Party. And look what we got. Take a look at what we got. Need I go down the litany and get angry? No, I'm not going to do it. No. So that's the opening to my show. The phone number here is 855-407-282. It's the Savage Nation for Friday. I mean, admittedly, you want to talk about something lighter, but I'm not going to do it. Not right now. I may later. Not now. It's sad to wake up and see a good man like Romney thrown overboard, fed to the sharks by the Republican Bilderberg establishment, so they lose. It's that simple. They did it, so they lose. It's that simple. They're throwing the election in advance. Meanwhile, she'll come out of nowhere again like she was reinvented, like we know nothing about her. There's no Benghazi. There's no cattle gate. There's no IRS gate. There's no Marcy Park. There's nothing. She has no background. She'll be reinvented. She'll be cleansed. And she'll be offered up as some salvation for America simply because she's not a man and doesn't wear pants. That's it. That's the reason to vote for her, because she's not a man? That's like the Attorney General nominee, Lynch. She's a great candidate because she's black and a woman. But what has she actually done? Everything nightmarish you could imagine while she was in New York. But, oh, she's the greatest selection according to the Republican establishment. I've never seen anything like this. The same sellouts like Orrin Hatch, who gave us the worst Supreme Court justice in history, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who, by the way, should have been disqualified because she had been chief counsel for the anti-American, anti-Christian, anti-family, anti-American ACLU. They picked her, and he nominated her. He brought her in. He ushered her in. So, look, there's a lot to be said. There's a couple other stories I want to touch on, including the measles resurgence in America because of Obama's kids that he brought in this summer. It's a form of, I know you're not going to accept this, but what Obama is doing with his immigrants and epidemic story is a form of medical genocide. Nobody would use those words but me. But I'm going to explain it to you when I come back, because my good friend Joseph Farah of WorldNetDaily.com sent me the article on Disney measles outbreak came from overseas, CDC says. So finally, the liars and stooges with stethoscopes on their brains, who worked for Obama as pure unadulterated puppets, now are telling us what everyone knew, which is that the measles outbreak came from overseas. That's a nice way of saying immigrants, but they won't say it. They're not allowed to say it, because the individual who runs the country will not permit the medical stooges to tell you the truth about immigrants and epidemics. So Joseph said, Michael, do you want to comment on this measles outbreak? And I wrote him a comment which is very important on immigrants and epidemics, which I will read to you when I return on the Savage Nation, because I, of all people in the media, am the only one qualified to discuss this topic of the danger we are in as a result of the medical genocide being performed upon the indigenous population of America by this new band of Indian chiefs who has sold us out for wampum and alcohol. Get the picture? If not, you will when I return right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN.
I believe that one of our next generation of Republican leaders, one who may not be as well known as I am today, one who has not yet taken their message across the country, one who's just getting started, may well emerge as being better able to defeat the Democrat nominee. In fact, I expect and hope that to be the case.
That's why Romney dropped out, is that he doesn't want Bush to be the candidate. He was leading all of them. I don't think you know this. The media is such a lying institution that you wouldn't know that Romney topped the rest of the GOP field with 21% support among self-identified Republicans. Bush only ranked fourth with 10% support. So why would they force Romney out? Savage sees things you can't see. That's why I make the big bucks. That's why I have the national show. That's why I write best-selling books. I'm sorry. You want me to lay it on the line? I'm not an ordinary man. If I were an ordinary man, I'd have a hat on backwards waiting for a stupid football game with the rest of the drunks. I see things you can't see. I am Lincaeus, the pilot seer of the Argonauts. I am on the highest mast in the media. I can tell you what just happened. Those louts in the Republican Party threw him out because they didn't want him to win. And they don't want to win. And they're not going to win. They're in Hillary's camp because that's what Davos told them to do. Romney was forced out so Hillary will win the election. I stand by that statement. Can I ever prove it? No. Of course not. It's an opinion. It's an analysis. According to the latest Fox News poll, Romney led with 21% among self-identified Republicans. He's followed by Rand Paul and Governor Guitar Huckabee, the hick with the guitar, each at 11%. And then former Governor Jeb Bush at 10%. Then the single digit tier appears. Retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson, 9%. Scott Walker, 8%. Rubio, 5%. Great. What a great choice that would be. Wait, it gets even worse. Christie, Cruz, Rick Perry, 4%. All others come in at 2% or less. So Romney was the top choice. And that's the end of it. They don't want him to win. They want her to win. It's that simple. Now, I'm not going to say again that you're going to make me famous. I had dinner with Romney a year before the last election in North Beach at a restaurant. That's before the same campaign louts who are now advising him, who have switched and jumped ship to Bush, told him never to meet with Michael Savage again. They thought I was a marginal player. Well, little did they know that I would thrive and he would fall. Notice I've risen and he's fallen, hasn't he? They were wrong and they're wrong about everything. Now, my audience is very significant, but Romney met with me, and one of the nicest men I ever had dinner with. Really fine man, fine family. However, when I asked them about illegal immigrants, he was pretty candid with me. He said, now that's a tough one. And he said, you know that I can't really say anything about it because we'll lose the Hispanic vote. I said, yeah, but they're not the majority of voters. What are you worried about illegal aliens for? Well, he went back to how's the veal, and I said, the best veal in the city. So that was the end of that one. And there were a few other issues that he was not good on. But I would have slept better at night had a real American won the election. I really would have slept better at night had Romney won, because I can guarantee you there'd be a real war on terror, not a war against insurgents. I couldn't believe what I listened to yesterday. Did you hear yesterday that guy with the sissy voice they dragged out, who they threw back in the back room today? This guy, what was his name, Schultz? Play the Schultz piece, because nobody could believe this guy. Where'd they get this guy from, NYU?
I'd also point out that the Taliban is an armed insurgency. ISIL is a terrorist group, so we don't make concessions to terrorist groups. I don't think that the Taliban is an armed insurgency. This was the winding down of the war in Afghanistan.
I can't listen to this. I don't know where they get these men from. I don't know where they... Men, excuse me, pardon me. I don't know where they get these creatures from. What are they, donors to the Communist Party USA? They have their parents? Lifetime red diaper doper babies and their sons wind up as spokesmouths for Obama? The Taliban? What was he, singing a song? He couldn't even get their name right. He didn't even call them Taliban. Come, Mr. Taliban, kill me some bananas. Daylight rise and I want to come home. Come, Mr. Taliban, kill me some bananas. Daylight come and me wanna go home. Couldn't even get that right. So that's yesterday. They're not a terrorist group. So they killed three American contractors today. But they're not a terrorist group. They're a girls' sorority. They're a Muslim girls' chorus is what they are. And they're no real threat to America. And the five that he released for Bergdahl, the deserter, are no threat to America. Not at all. This guy lives in an alternate universe. This is all. So those are some of my opening remarks. I have only 2 minutes left to the bottom of the hour. I got no open lines. It's Friday. I'm going to take a call, then come back to my opinion on why the measles epidemic is being permitted to rage and how they're committing a sort of medical genocide against the indigenous population. And I'll compare it to what happened to those in Tahiti and the Marquesas in the early 1800s when European seamen arrived in Tahiti and the Marquesas. They brought with them smallpox. And the indigenous population, which consisted of some of the strongest men on earth, were wiped out by the smallpox epidemic because, you see, the local natives had no resistance to smallpox brought from afar, from overseas, by the Europeans. So you see now we've become Obama's natives. Many of us have no resistance to these diseases being brought in by Obama's children on the trains this summer. But you won't listen to me. It won't affect you because, after all, if you're a progressive, you're immune to disease. You see, microbes know you're better than I am. Microbes distinguish between progressives, communists, socialists, and those on the other side of the aisle. And the microbes that are being brought in by Obama's children will not affect you. See, you have resistance because you're a good person and we're not. And microbes are smart. They can self-identify which individuals to attack. So all you progressives, you will not be affected by tuberculosis, by measles, by a killer flu. In addition to that, you smoke a magic weed called marijuana, which, as you well know, is perfectly good for your immune system. It's done wonders for your brain, and it does wonders for your white blood cells. But even the white blood cell itself should be renamed. It's rather offensive at NYU. To call them white blood cells and they're the good ones, I'm sorry. That should be revised in the medical textbooks. We'll have to think about that. Let's consult with the epidemiologist Al Sharpton on what to call a leukocytes.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
No, he's a nut. How did I know? Look, entertainers are entertainers. It's like Gwyneth Paltrow's suggestion that women do certain things with their private parts with a certain steam. I never saw anything like this woman. I'm going to look to them for political opinions, you know. So anyway, let's get serious for a second. I know you'd rather I tell jokes, whatever. And it's a serious business here, this measles resurgence from Disneyland. They're finally admitting where it came from. They finally said it didn't come from Mickey Mouse or from one of the dolls, one of the figures there. The geniuses at the CDC who earn, you have no idea what these cretins earn with these medical degrees there. Traveling the world, investigating nothing, covering up the real causes of illness. I never saw anything like this. When I was a kid, people who worked at the World Health Organization and the CDC were gods to me. And look how politicized these organizations have become, where they won't even tell you the logic that everybody with a brain knows. You bring an immigrant in with a disease, it's going to spread in the community. That's why they were quarantined in my father's time. So now we have measles resurging. You have TB in Lynn, Massachusetts. You have children paralyzed and dying from a killer flu. And they all don't know where it came from. Now, what me worry? I don't know. I don't know. All the guys in the white shirts and ties that report to Fauci at the NIH. And that other guy who they took off the stage with the, another one with the lisp. They took off from the CDC. Remember, he was big during the Ebola. But he wasn't selling. They ran it up the flagpole and he wasn't selling. They put him in the back room in Atlanta somewhere. No one's seen from him since. Yeah, what's his name? The guy from the CDC. I don't remember his name. Tom something. Tommy boy. Yeah, Tommy Frieden didn't sell. America didn't buy his act, so they pushed him in the back room. That's all. So now my main point is Romney was forced out so Hillary will win the election, period. Let's stick to that one. Now let's move on to this. Disney measles outbreak came from overseas, CDC says, but they won't tell you where. So here's what I wrote. Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily, who I partner with on my website, said, Michael, would you comment on this? I wrote this. It's simple. It's a paragraph. I'm sure you can take it in between your nervous Nelly switching around on the dial. Here's what I wrote. It'll be in World Net Daily later. No one will publish it other than Joseph because he's the only one I partner with because of that reason. Immigrants and epidemics. I've been sounding the alarm bell on this since I began a radio in 1994. The socialist government, media, academic, medical apparatchiks have looked the other way or changed the origin of numerous illnesses which were once eradicated in our once first world nation. Measles had been nearly eradicated until about 15 years ago when Clinton busted our border with Mexico. The floodgates were opened to infected migrants. Measles, TB, even malaria is returning. This is a form of medical genocide. You see, these illegal immigrants may have a greater resistance to these illnesses owing to the fact that they live in the midst of the infecting organisms. Our population is nearly virgin to these infectious organisms. The killer flu raging through our population, measles, TB, are all a result of this anti-American government. I'll conclude with a reminder that when European seamen arrived in Tahiti and the Marquesas, they brought with them smallpox, which nearly wiped out the entire local population in only 20 years. You see, the natives had no resistance to this disease at the time. We are now Obama's natives. How's that for writing? Does it offend you? Does it shock you? Wouldn't pass the New York Times editorial board? No, it wouldn't. But it's unfortunately true. And I remember visiting the Marquesas, the most remote island group in the world. They're some of the handsomest people on the planet. And yet, when you look at them, I mean, these are Greek gods. These men look like Greek gods. You can't believe how well made they are. And it's an interesting island archipelago in that they have no surrounding reefs, which is an interesting fact for a number of reasons. The islands drop straight down into the sea. Mountaintops are like that, you see. There's no reefs around them and no reef screws. So they're very isolated. And as a result of their isolation, when the whalers first arrived, I think it was in the 1820s, they greeted them as, you know, they did because they were very friendly to people. And the women slept with them because they didn't have the withholds that we do in this society. They were sort of the Hollywood, they had the Hollywood morals at that time. And they slept with the seamen. And they became infected with various illnesses, including smallpox. And 20% of the population was left. I think it was after 20 years. Almost the entire island's population was decimated because they had no resistance to the smallpox virus. You see what I'm saying to you? Just as we have almost no resistance to this strain of the flu, this strain of the flu that's raging now in America, we have almost no resistance to the type of measles virus that is being brought in by Obama's children. You wait and see what I'm saying. If we lived in a sane society, I'd be given a Nobel Prize for trying to warn the world over these 20 years. But we don't live in a sane world. We live in an insane asylum, not even an insane world. We live in an insane asylum where a street rat is invited into the White House over and over again. A man with no degree, no education, never got a reverend's degree. They gave it to him out of a Cracker Jack box. And everyone in the media fawns over that guy, falls on their feet. Reverend, reverend, reverend what? Reverend garbage, reverend. But I have a real doctorate, and I'm not a real doctor, though. I have no PhD from the University of California at Berkeley. I haven't written 30 books. I'm nothing to the vermin in the media. It's a world upside down. How did this happen? Well, those of you who know history know what happens after the communists take over a country. All you've got to do is study the Maoist revolution in China to see how we are progressing towards a sort of South African version of that. Oh, yeah, where the landholders and the landowners are now the enemy. That's what Obama and his left-wing fanatics have been doing for the last 6 years. Oh, they call it fairness. And now, of course, their campaign is about the middle class, the very element of our society that they've been attacking on a regular basis for six straight years, which is the middle class. But they keep saying they're for the middle class, and they got it from Axel Grease. He knows exactly what they're doing. They know that the bourgeoisie, which is an old word for the middle class, has been the target of Obama and his minions from the day they were able to even think and read Marx and Engels and Trotsky. They understand the middle class was the threat to the Soviets who ran the country or would run the country. And what they wanted was a Soviet system where there would be rulers, the ruling class, which is Feinstein, Pelosi, Boxer, Obama, and the other billionaires. And then there'd be a low class, a no class, and the middle class would be shrunken or eliminated through high taxation and regulation. Why would they want that? So they can continue to rule. Because you see, if you bring in millions of illegal aliens who can't even read or write Spanish, they're illiterate in their own language, how would they know what Boxer or Feinstein is doing if they can't read their own language? How would they read English to even know? So then they can get away with more. Maybe they're 78, 79 years old. It doesn't matter. They will pillage a nation till they take their last breath. Because greed has no limits. Do you understand that? Greed is a form of insanity, a raging form of a disease for which there is no cure. When the Europeans entered Central America and started to go for the gold, remember when the Spanish and the Portuguese conquistadors came looking for gold and they found the gold? They decimated and killed everyone they could find because the natives, as they were dying, their wise men said, the Europeans have a disease, which is a disease of this gold disease. They can never get enough. There was no end to what they wanted, how much they wanted of it. Nothing would satisfy them. This is what you get from the Feinsteins, the Boxers, the Obamas, the Pelosis. You have a madness built only upon one thing, which is greed. Why else would they flood America with diseased immigrants? Why else would they tell the middle class of America that just went to the polls, drop dead, your vote doesn't count? Why would they be destroying our motor vehicle bureaus with illegal aliens where an indigenous American, a Native American in that regard, cannot even get a license anymore? Go try to renew a license in California and see what Jerry Brown has done to you. Let's say your license is up in March. Go see if you, as an American, I don't care what your race is, can get a renewal in a DMV when they've opened the doors, the floodgates to illegal aliens. Tell me how you're going to have a license in this state. They destroyed everything in their rush to create a whole new voting class of illiterates so they can manipulate them like the peasants they were in their own country. Is that enough of a sentence for you or too much of a one sentence? So that's a Friday show. It's supposed to be light today. Friday's supposed to be a light show. Why? Where's it written that Friday's supposed to be an easy show? That's the word in talk radio. Oh, yeah. Talk about sports. Talk about this. Talk about that. Talk about anything but reality. Because, you know, it's the weekend. They want to shut their minds off. They want to, you know, they're going to get drunk on Sunday and watch a game there. I'm not knocking it. I'm not going. I went a couple of years ago. I walked out at halftime like, I don't know how to do that. But, you know, and I have a family member who's 10 times smarter than me. He was flying into the Super Bowl. Don't get me wrong. This time he didn't invite me. Figured, why take him if he's going to walk? Why take him to Arizona if he's not going to sit through the game? I mean, tickets are very cheap, you know. But I'm not going to. I'll watch a few minutes to be an American. I think that there's some kind of NSA spying on whether you watch it and for how long. And if you don't watch the Super Bowl for any length of time, you go on a watch list. It means you must be a terrorist sympathizer, because a real American would watch the game. I mean, this is a requirement. You see, that's how it is. Let's play some music. How about something stupid on the, I don't know. Do I have any rock and roll I want to play? I don't want to play rock and roll. I feel like playing Beethoven or a fugue or something like that. I don't want anything like this. I'm not in a bad mood. I'm in a no mood. I have no moods anymore. I have no feelings. I become hardened. I have no feelings whatsoever. All I have is a generalized rage towards the machine. That's all I have. Here we got it. Tony Bennett, Rags to Riches. Or wait, The Poor People of Paris I like. That's what I want to hear. Da 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 da. That motivated me as a little kid. I knew I was a poor American and I would one day maybe break out of it. You worked for something. You built it. Now the commies want to take it away from us. The commies. I like that word. It has a lot of meaning. But where are the lyrics? I don't want a whistle job. Oh, there was never lyrics to it. It was just about that. I also like the song Rags to Riches by Tony Bennett. Let's hear that one. That's for all the poor people who listen to the Savage Nation. And that, of course, that's why the country is still great, because it attracts people who want to work, and then the bums who want to sit on welfare.
I know I'd go from rags to riches.
See what I mean? I wore Dead Man's Pants. Oh, it was about love. No, no, no. Turn it off. It wasn't love. You know, rag to riches, if only you say I care, right? No, it's not about her saying I care unless she's rich. No, the way you go from rags to riches is work three jobs, go to school around the clock, hardly sleep, worry day and night, and work your behind off. Then you go from rags to riches. That's how America used to work. Today you just come over the border and they get there, they give you a kissing squad when you arrive. Here's your license, here's your insurance, here's your car, here's your phone, here's your everything, and the American people can drop dead. And you vote for them, you morons, you! Okay, I've got it out of my system. Meanwhile, Obama continues to release as many Gitmo inmates who are going back into terrorism as possible as fast as he can. And the senators are, they're angry over it, you hear? Instead of calling for an impeachment, well, we're really angry over this. John, what do you think of it? I don't know, let's act angry. What do you think, Mitch? Yeah, tomorrow, tell you what, we'll get up, we'll act angry over the ex-Gitmo inmates going back to the Taliban. That's what we'll do. We'll act angry tomorrow. We won't call for an impeachment hearing immediately on who made the decision. No, we won't investigate that. Because if we do, the people are liable to get nervous. And we're doing well now. Look, we won by playing at moderates. So therefore, we may just keep the middle course, John. Just keep steering the ship straight into that iceberg. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. All right, welcome back to the political program. I want to switch to health for a minute. I do. I really do. I mean, the health of the nation is near death. The nation, if it was a patient, would be hanging on its last breath because Dr. Obama is the most incompetent doctor in history. If he was chief of staff in a hospital, the patient would be dead by now. A, he's not there. B, can't diagnose properly. C, when they're sick, he says they're not. D, when they have a cancer, he says they have a common cold. You know, that kind of thing. So, as you know, I've struggled with various minor illnesses my whole life. And one of them is this cholesterol business. And I don't take any statin drugs. So I just got my numbers back again. You know, I do this every 6 months like everyone. I can't take statins because of the leg pain. I wouldn't take it. I know it assaults the liver as well. I know about taking coenzyme Q to counter that. But the thing is this. There's a factor that you have to ask your doctor to test for that no one tests for because it may explain something for you. See, my dad died very young. My grandfather died young. My great-grandfather, I found out years later in Europe, I used to say, geez, my father died young. What about grandpa? Well, he died at 47. So I hung on like, wait a minute now. Well, what about in Europe when they were back there? He must have lived long. No, he lived at 46. So I've always had this fear, right, of early death over my head, and it freaked me out. So it drove me into the health field. I've traveled the world looking for reasons for this and that. I guess always looking for the Ponce de Leon cure, and I didn't really find it other than in the looking, because the looking is the success. It kept me going. And I did some interesting research in other fields. But over the last number of years, although I've watched my diet very, very carefully, even though I eat a lot of garbage on the air, you think I'm really not watching it. I kind of am. I really am. But the thing is, I take massive doses of vitamin C, massive doses of E, and lots of fish oils and other nutrients. I don't want to go into it right now. And although my LDL is way out of control, I have too high an LDL. That's the small lipoprotein, as you know, and they penetrate the arterial wall and cause the atherosclerotic plaques. And what you want is the other side, the HDL. But there's a factor you must check for, which you can't change. It's the LPA, lipoprotein A. It's a carrier protein that no doctor tests for. Mine is extremely low because it's genetic. I got that from my mother. That's why I'm still living. And I'm going to tell you more about what triglycerides did for me. My triglycerides went from 279 in 07 to 362 in 2010. Then I started fish oils. They're now at 162. Can you imagine? Just from a nutrient? Yes, well, it works.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I turned it off. They're probably somewhere in Fort Lauderdale with a transfusion tree and an oxygen tank performing in an old age home for people who are asleep. How can I get excited about the 1950s music? It's a nice tune. So we're living now in the meltdown of a society that's going, it's faster than when Chernobyl came down. This just came into the Savage Nation headline room. City University of New York prohibits professors from using the words Mr. or Ms. CUNY's Graduate Center now believes the use of gendered salutations such as Mr. and Mrs. might offend some students. What's more, administrators think federal non-discrimination law requires the university to prevent its faculty from inadvertently saying Mr. or Ms. Therefore, so-called professors have been instructed to wipe out the contentious words Mr. and Ms. from their memories and cease using them in all forms of communication. According to the college, I can read this to you. You're talking about a few psychotic perverts who have taken over the universities and have wrecked the institutions in order to not offend their fellow pervs. Effective spring 2015, the Graduate Center's policy is to eliminate the use of gendered salutations and references in correspondence to students, prospective students, and third parties. Louise Lenihan, interim provost, that really means something today, states to employees in a recent memo, accordingly, Mr. and Ms. should be omitted from salutations. Lenihan instructs staffers to interpret the new policy as broadly as possible. And that means all correspondence, such as all parts of any letter, including address and salutation, mailing labels, bills or invoices, and any other forms of report, states the memo, a copy of which is provided to the college fixed by school spokesmouth Tanya Domi. So why would they eliminate salutations such as Mr. and Mrs. or Ms.? It might offend a person who's psychologically messed up and don't know what they are sexually. So because a small percentage of lunatics who are mixed up sexually are now raging through America, and with the support of the Attorney General, and with the support of the President, now the whole world has to think the way the lunatics think. The same thing goes all the way down to the battlefield, where a terrorist is no longer a terrorist, but there's some kind of insurgent. They bury people alive, they kill, and they're not Islamic, even though their name is Islamic State of the Levant. They're not Islamic, according to the lunatics running the asylum in the White House. So they, you know, they actually make your job easy. You know, calm down. If we had sane people running America, Savage, you'd be out of a job. If you had a legitimate media, there'd be no need for you. You're right. We have an illegitimate media, so I become the legitimate media. As have others in talk radio. We are the legitimate media. We try to take the insanity and explain it to you. Because if we don't do it, it's all over. It's all over. Listen to clip 9 from yesterday on the spokesmouth, Mr. Disearnest, saying that the Taliban are and aren't terrorists. Listen to 9. 9. Oh, he doesn't have it? It's on the list. How could it not be loaded?
I can tell you that not only do I not support legalization.
Wrong. They're asleep right
just
now.
Just to clarify something that John
great
asked you about.
National show.
The attack on the Pakistani school that killed 140 kids, was that a terrorist attack?
Well, I think we're, yes, it was a terrorist attack.
The Taliban?
Well, I believe that was actually the Pakistani Taliban. And that is an organization that is classified as a terrorist organization. And these are two different groups that we're talking about here.
So the Taliban in Afghanistan are one thing, and the Taliban in Pakistan are another, according to the liar in the White House, the spokesmouth. This is right out of doublespeak. Read your Orwell. We're living through doublespeak. Now, you say, it can't be happening. You know what I love is the liberals who grew up on Orwell and grew up on all of these books, they're living it, and they don't even understand what they're living through. They thought that when doublespeak arose, it would be a Nazi doing it. They didn't think it would be the first black president and his minions of psychotics. But you've got doublespeak now, which we were warned about by Orwell, remember? Double speak where they say one thing and it doesn't even mean what they're saying. We got doublespeak now coming out of the White House with these spokesmouths. I don't understand how you don't see this. Now you can't say Mr. or Ms. because you might offend a deviant who doesn't know what they are. As I've said to you, if you're born one way, be that way. But don't try to twist the whole world around your insanity. Let's say you're a man and you feel like you're a woman inside and you want to be gay. Be gay. Gay is into hate, you know? You want to be gay? Gay is into hate. That's an old Jewish phrase for go in good health. But don't tell the rest of us what to think about gender. We all know what gender is and what gender isn't. How much do you have to beat our brains up with the big lie? What do you think, that we're all going to sit and listen to this and believe that there is no Mr. and no Mrs., no man and no woman, no male and no female? Why do you think I sit and watch nature so repeatedly? I don't talk to people. I avoid them. Everyone I get to know I don't like after a while. Eventually people disappoint me. Because they're people. They can't help it. Either someone wants something from you that they shouldn't be asking for, or they won't give you something they should be giving you. So what do I need them for? So I feed old bagels to the seagulls, or I watch the seals, or I watch the pelicans dive. And you know, it's funny. I watch ducks. They haven't yet been perverted by the Obama administration. Somehow Donald and Daffy Duck, they still swim together. They know that in order to have eggs, Donald has to mount Daisy. And then Daisy submits to Donald, and then they have eggs, and then they have baby ducks, which follow them in the line. I suppose that Obama could look into the duck world and decide that there's some kind of a disassociation there between reality and the duck world. Because, after all, you can't have a Donald and a Daisy duck. All sexes are equal. There are no sex differentiations at all under the Obama administration's mentality. There's no man, there's no woman, there's no Mr., there's no Mrs. You get the picture? Do you understand how there's no terrorist? Nothing is real to them. So why would they live in a world of suspended reality? Do they actually live there? Or do they think that their lies are going to be accepted by people who are rational and can think? Which one is it? Don't answer me, because the answer is they're crazy. I feel like I'm watching Hitler's regime when we're all on drugs. I don't mean in the same way. Don't start with the death camps. I'm using it as an example. We know that Hitler was whacked out on drugs. We know that Goering was whacked out on drugs. We know the whole upper echelon of Germany was on medication. So now what? You don't think they could be on medication? These spokesmouths have come up with crap like this? Taliban is not a terrorist group. So even a reporter's had enough. And she says to me, well, what about the blowing up? Oh, well, that's a different kind of Taliban. Different one. Not the Taliban we were talking about. Then the other one with the sissy voice. He calls them Taliban. Taliban. Taliban banana. Play that one again, the one I asked for, the number.
Well, I'd also point out that the Taliban is an armed insurgency. ISIL is a terrorist group. So we don't make concessions to terrorist groups. I don't think
that... All right, turn it on. I can't take it. These are the boys who were taught not to hit back by their mothers, the red diaper dopa baby mothers. There were no fathers in their homes. If there were, it was Rebecca has two mommies. Now they're spokesmen for the American administration. You wonder why the enemies are on the rise. You wonder why ISIL is on the move and we're doing nothing. It's like a scourge raging across the earth. Well, I know I have a gender. It's actually called a sexuality. I don't like the word gender. Gender shouldn't apply to a human. The word gender is the wrong word to use when they say, what was your gender? Remember they started that, what's your gender? That's actually the wrong question. It's like, what's your sex, not your gender. That's how it started. They start with changing language. But that's part of the Communist Manifesto. You have to read it to understand that. 855-47282 is my phone number. So my main point today, if you just tuned in, I apologize to you for being late, but you should apologize to me for missing even a second of my show. You owe it to me in America to listen to all 3 hours. Romney dropped out of the race. Say, oh, well, Romney dropped out because he couldn't win. Wrong. Michael Savage said, write it down. Romney was forced out by the power structure so Hillary will win the election. They want to make sure they can run on someone who can't win. That's my assertion. What is that based upon? The Republican polls were showing Romney had 21%. And followed by Rand Paul and Huckabee at 11. And Bush came in at a tenner. So why would they have the guy with the lead in the Republican side drop out? Because he could win. They can't have that. Just as they didn't want him to win last time, they don't want him to win this time. Because the Bilderbergs just came back from Davos. And they decided she's going to be the president. Because she'll more advance their agenda. It's that simple. That's called the taking of Pelham 123. I'll take your calls right now. Line number three, state your whatever. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael, doctor. I'm from Lake Elsinore, California. I'm listening on KSFO on iHeartRadio. And I got a question about vaccines for my baby daughter.
Well, we're listening. What's the question?
Is it true that they put mercury and aluminum in them? And are they dangerous?
Well, all right, this is a very serious question. There are vaccines which still contain a form of mercury, although there are reports that some manufacturers have removed the mercury from the vaccinations. Now, you're asking about a very big topic. Do I believe in vaccinations? Yes. Do I believe in all the vaccinations? Not necessarily. So which vaccination are we talking about?
Well, I live in Southern California, and the measles outbreak just happened not too far from where we live, and, you know, they're offering the hepatitis B vaccine.
Yeah, well, they ought to give it to the illegal aliens on the boxcars this summer. They should have injected them before they let them into the country, not your beautiful daughter.
I know, Michael. It's crazy.
They should have shot them up with the vaccines instead of bringing them in with their filthy third world diseases.
I was out there protesting the buses when Obama tried to give us the middle finger.
He has flooded America with diseased immigrants. We're now paying the piper for it.
Yeah, you put us in danger, you know. And I'm just...
It's a form of medical genocide. Write that down. And if people don't like it, they can stuff it. The man should be impeached for what he did this summer alone. Who gave him the authority to bring in hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens, many of whom are infected with these diseases? Who gave him that authority? The Republicans did by bending over and walking away. That's all. So it doesn't answer your question. I recognize that. So which vaccine has your daughter had?
Well, we haven't given her any yet because I'm just so confused on the research. I don't know what research.
Well, you got to be very cautious. You know, if you don't permit your beautiful child to have a vaccine, you're putting her at risk of a disease. So, you know, be careful. And it's going to require a lot more research on your part. But don't put your daughter at risk for these diseases. They were brought in by the illegal aliens, these new diseases, or the old diseases that are now resurging. And now we have to protect our children. It's the illegal aliens who came in unvaccinated from Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Mexico. Do you understand? You understand that, right?
Michael, I'm Mexican-American myself, but my family never came in illegal. We did it the right way. My family fought in the Texas Revolution.
You don't have to tell me how loyal the Mexican people are to America, the citizens. I know. In fact, if you look at the number of medals of honor, it's strangely enough, those with Hispanic names are very big on the list. You know that?
I do.
They're very brave warrior people. And God bless the Mexican people. No one's ever knocked the Mexican people. We are talking about this crazy government doing this to the people by bringing in unvaccinated children who are infected with measles. But I didn't answer your question, and it was a simple question. I think you started with mercury, right?
Yeah, mercury and aluminum.
Well, my friend, there are 49 doses of 14 vaccines before the age of 6. There are 69 doses of 16 vaccines by the age of 18. Diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, polio, Hep E, hepatitis B, PCV at 2 months. I mean, it's a very serious series of questions here. And you have to ask yourself, what kind of people are we that we have to treat our babies like chickens in a hatchery? What happened to this country? But on the other hand, you have to say, I have to protect my child from these illnesses. So how do you recognize how do you decide what to do? Is the childhood vaccine schedule safe? How do you recognize signs and symptoms of vaccine reactions? Because there are reactions to these vaccines that you should be aware of. And this is much more than I can cover in one call. I'm gonna tell you to go and Google the word vaccinations. And then search everything you can find. I think you'll find your answer in there, okay?
Okay, thank you, Michael.
I didn't really answer the question, but I tried to. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. The only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO-IN. Everyone's talking about the measles epidemic being brought in by Obama's children. And now some lunatic doctor on Fox News has the nerve to demand that Obama require and force every child to take vaccines. Instead of forcing the illegal aliens to have been vaccinated when they were brought over the border, now they're going to punish everybody else. Let me tell you something right now. And you better listen very carefully, because a lot of these television doctors are complete and they're ignoramuses. They have no idea of the history of their own field. In 1983, the CDC, when it was still a decent organization, directed that doctors give a child no more than four vaccines simultaneously. But by 2013, the very same CDC, which had been politicized, directed that a child could receive up to eight or more vaccines at one time. What does that mean to you? Well, if you don't have children, it means nothing. If you live in San Francisco, it means nothing. Nothing. But there's an epidemic of chronic diseases and disability amongst America's children, who are the most highly vaccinated children in the entire world, and also among the most chronically ill and disabled. In other words, if these vaccines were the most highly vaccinated children in the world, well, we have the most chronically ill and disabled children. How does that work? How's that possible? Where did this chronic disease and disability come from? Well, it's increased dramatically in the past 40 or 50 years. It has to come from somewhere. Where's it coming from? Don't say it came out of the air. So watch out with this call now for mandatory vaccines. What are the signs and symptoms of vaccine reactions? High fever, over 103, hives, rashes, swelling, screaming, shock, excessive sleepiness, convulsion, brain inflammation, behavioral changes, mental and physical regression. There are many other vaccine reactions that Fox News' moronic doctor won't tell you about. Instead, that blabbermouth is calling for mandatory vaccines.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage. It's Rock and Roll Friday on the Savage Nation. You know, if you took home one message from today's show, if you tuned in and you're about to tune out, it's this. Romney didn't drop out. He was forced out by the Republican establishment so that Hillary will win the election. And the reason Michael Savage said that is based not upon intuition, but logic. He was leading all other GOP nominees or alleged nominees with a 21% among self-identified Repubs, followed by Rand Paul, Huckabee at 11, and Bush at 10%. So why would the number one in the pack drop out? What occurred recently in the last week? Remember Davos? The world's elites met. They flew in on their private jets and talked about global warming and income inequality and fairness. And in the back rooms, they decided Romney could win, so they dumped him. That's what Michael Savage said. That's all. It's that simple. Now, you don't have to believe me, but you could think about it. You could say the guy makes sense logically, couldn't you? Don't it make sense logically, or is it made up out of thin air just to attract your attention? Whatever it is, it makes sense to me. And if it makes sense to me, it must make sense to others. Let's take some calls. You know, I haven't taken but one call, I think, today. I'm just on a roll. I slept for 12 straight hours last night. I don't quite know. I think I had PTSD from the MRI machine the night before. I was rattled yesterday. I had a rough show. And I just was off the air. I was ready to go to sleep at 6 o'clock. I couldn't move. Did you ever get one of those days? So why fight it? Pulled the shades. I got in bed. I went to sleep. And you know, you wake up a few times. And I tried not to look at the clock. That's the one killer. Because I knew it would be 10 at night. I knew the first wake up wouldn't be 6 in the morning. It would be like 10. So I didn't look. I tried not to see it. The dog didn't stir. So I figured it wasn't 8 hours later. I got up again, and then I said, wow, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. How did I do this? I feel great. I feel fantastic. I did take my first cholesterol pill last night. I'm not going to take it anymore. I tried it again. This time I tried lovastatin. I asked them for a new medication. I figured, let me try something other than natural means. I can't do it. I don't need to damage my liver. I'm not going to do it. I know what it does. You know, it's derived from red rice yeast. And it interferes with the production, with an enzyme that is in the pathway of production of cholesterol. Cholesterol is not the issue. The issue is whether your cholesterol is oxidized and whether it then adheres to your arterial wall. It's not a matter of the cholesterol per se. Yeah, I could use a loss of weight for sure. We all can, but you know, I'm not ready to go into that kind of training. I can't do the road work. I can't go to do the road work. I look at boxers, man. They're like my size. They weigh 135. It's one of the reasons I like to watch boxing matches is you see what you should look like. If you were in really good shape or a UFC fighter, right? And I mean, like, UFC fighters are a different thing. They're kind of more muscle bound. But the reason I like boxing matches is these guys, if they're my height, 135, 138, you know, it's amazing to watch them. I don't know how they take that kind of punishment. You watch these guys pound each other. How do they take it? My father used to tell me, he was a boxing fan himself. He used to say, do you realize that if a boxer hit an average man even once, he could kill him? I thought about that the rest of my life. It's true. And in most states, a professional fighter's hands are registered as lethal weapons. Did you know that? For good reason. I mean, they get in a bar fight, they hit you one shot, you're dead. You ever see these punches that a guy takes? How do they take them? I don't understand it. We bang an elbow into a bed at night. We run to the doctor and take a Tylenol or an Advil. I banged my elbow. How did they take that kind of beating? I don't know. It's called conditioning, and they're inherently stronger than us. It's that simple. See, they start out stronger, genetically tougher. Fighters are genetically stronger and tougher. And then they train for this. You know, it's been, I've seen it with guys who can break boards or cinder blocks with their hand. You ever see those competitions? If you do it over and over and over again, what you're doing is breaking your bone, basically, and rebuilding it so it becomes hardened. See, it's a matter of that. It's the same with taking punishment. This is why the tiger mom in the Chinese family today produces a smarter child. It's not that the child's inherently smarter, but she threatens the child every day with humiliation. That if the child doesn't study, if the child doesn't get an A, the child will get punished. So the child studies harder. It toughens the child up to doing better. It's not that the child's inherently smarter than the kid who... I go out to a restaurant 9 o'clock. There's children in the restaurant. What are they doing there? Why are they there? What are they sitting there coloring for? Why do the parents take them out to a restaurant 9 o'clock at night, I ask? I ask myself, is there no homework or is that now illegal in America? Well, I know it's illegal in California. You can't have a voter who can even color. Because if a child can color, they might understand that a train to nowhere is a train to nowhere. And if you bring infected individuals in with measles, they could get the measles. So it's better that they color than that they read. But why are parents taking children to restaurants at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night? Why are they not home studying? Because the parents are lazy and indulgent. That's all. So they can produce another one just like them. So they're not making the child tough. They're not making the child responsive to any criticism, which will force them to become a better student and a better worker. I was raised that way. I have a friend who was raised by a father very much like mine, but a little less severe. And he'd come home with a 96, and his father would say, how come you... No, he'd say, where are the other 4 points? That's what his father did to him. He got, Dad, I got a 98, so? What's the matter? You couldn't... Where are the other 2 points? The father pushed him very hard. I don't know whether he, you know, what he wound up as a person, but he did very well in life. He didn't wind up broken in a mental hospital. He didn't need to be on Prozac. He didn't go on medication. He's fine. He's a tough guy. He can get through anything. The guy went to China during the SARS epidemic and came home without a cold. I never met anyone like him. The guy could walk through fire, this guy. He's so tough. Anyway, it's conditioning. It's all about conditioning. So now you take that to a social level, and you look at a society that constantly reinforces the victim, reinforces the weakness, reinforces victimhood and weakness in everyone, and tells you at the first sign of a this, go to a doctor, that, and then this, and get balloons and clowns if you don't feel good. Get therapy for this, get therapy for that. I mean, there's a place for all of it, but not for every little quirk. And that's called the weakening of a nation. That's how a nation is weakened. They say, well, is the establishment doing this on purpose? Yes. Yes, they're weakening the nation on purpose. Yes, they're bringing in infected children on purpose. Yes, they're bringing in voters who are illiterate in their own language on purpose. The answer is yes to all of the above. So you say, well, wait a minute. Didn't we just have an election? Weren't the Republicans supposed to stop this? The answer is yes to that as well. So now what do you want me to do? Tell me what you want me to do. You want me to create a third party? Here you have a case like Romney, who's as moderate, middle of the road, a leftist Republican as you can get. And because he was doing so well in polls, they forced him out. So now they can run someone who will lose, like Bush. Bush will lose, I can guarantee you, by a land mile. And he'll lose for a number of reasons, which I don't have to spell out. And what, Rubio's going to win at 5%? Christie, forget about the blimp. Cruz I would vote for, but he's down at 4%. No one knows who he is. The others no one ever heard of. Carson, 13%. You see, the ideal ticket would have been Romney Carson. Paul, forget about him. Walker, forget about him. He had one good night already. They made him president. He's a good man with a good message, unelectable. White evangelical Christians are most likely to vote Romney, 15%, with Huckabee, 13%, Bush and Paul, 10%, close behind. And who would be the, what's the point of looking at this? He's out of the race now. They forced him out. He resigned. They probably took him on in the back room and said, look, I'm sorry, Mitt. It's been decided by the Bilderberg group. We just came back from Davos, and you're out. And a guy says to him, like in The Godfather, is there nothing you can do with the Don? No, I'm sorry. The decision was made. You're out. But why? Why? I was a loyal party apper. I waited my turn. I'm sorry, Mitt. It's just the way it is. They made that decision. But don't worry about it. We'll make sure you get $200 million in campaign funds some way or another. We set that up for you. Don't worry about it. Just take a long vacation somewhere in Samoa. Go on a mission. It's sad in a way because he's, of all of them, probably the best one. You know, Romney is a middle-of-the-road guy, but the thing is I would sleep better at night. I know he knows what the Muslim problem is. He understands that. I'm sorry, I said Islamist. I should have said, excuse me. I didn't say Islam. The Islamist problem. He gets it. He wouldn't call Taliban an insurgency. But he's gone. Sad. Listen to what he said in clip four.
I feel that it's critical that America elect a conservative leader become our next president. You know that I wanted to be that president, but I do not want to make it more difficult for someone else to emerge who may have a better chance of becoming that president. You can't imagine how hard it is for Annaby to step aside, especially knowing of your support and the support of so many people across the country. But we believe it's for the best of the party and the nation.
It's very sad, actually. If you look at this from the proper perspective, they took the one Republican who could have beaten Hillary, and they forced him out. You say, who's they? The Republicans did, because it's a one-party system, and it's her turn. Now, it's not her turn because she's worthy of it, not at all. She's not worthy of it. She has so much bad baggage. She was a dangerous Secretary of State with a terrible track record. I don't have to just say, but Benghazi, and you know what I'm talking about. But let's not go to past history. A cattle gate, schmattle gate, travel gate. Let's forget that. Just as a Secretary of State, she was a disaster. She reignited the Cold War with Russia by calling Putin Hitler. You don't remember that one? She assassinated Gaddafi without giving him a trial and laughed about it. She was one of the architects of the so-called Arab Spring, which has saw a resurgence of terrorism throughout the world. So don't tell me she's going to be the salvation for America just because she doesn't wear pants. Please. So why would they force Romney out when he could have won? Why would they want her? Well, maybe because she carries the New World Order a message a little more clearly than did Romney. Maybe he wouldn't knuckle under on certain issues. I don't know. I'll never know. Well, here are the rules on the Savage Nation. When I call your number, give us your name, station, and topic. I don't know what it's going to be, but let's go to line number 5. Go ahead, please.
Michael.
Five. Give us your name, topic, subject.
Mike.
I'm getting tongue-tied. Name, station, topic.
Thomas, WABC. Michael, there's a lot of green men, doofus, Dorcases that are running for the presidency of the United States. There's one man that can save this wild freight train heading for the cliff. His name is Alan West.
Thanks for the call. The reason I hung up on him is he was on a cell phone and he's a regular and he changes his name every day. The death of a radio show. Once they change their name every day and you hear the same voice, the next thing is Jesus loves you and God be praised and the Lord is with you. I don't want to hear that, please. Only I know whether the Lord is with me. It has nothing to do with you. Line number 2. Go ahead, please. Give us your name, station, and topic.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mike. I'm Mike from KMYC out of Marysville, California. And I was calling because I was listening to your show. I'm a Savage Nation listener, and I listen to your show about the illegal aliens, and I hate them. I hate them badly with a passion because growing up as a kid, all I've had to deal with was watching Americans lose their jobs and these illegal aliens coming in buying up restaurants and gasoline.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's stop for a minute. Where did they get the money to buy the gas station, though?
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to figure out. The government.
Well, maybe they saved it, and they're hardworking. I mean, the ones you're quoting are the good ones. I disagree with you. The ones who save money to open a business are the good ones.
Yeah, well, I'm not mad at them. I'm mad at the ones that are coming in, like that are coming in over the borders, that aren't even regular citizens yet. They're not even getting their IDs or anything. They're just coming in, taking away jobs from Americans.
Well, that is true. They are taking many jobs away from citizens, but we've heard that Americans won't do those jobs. Would you pick lettuce?
Yeah, but see, Mike, when I was growing up as a kid,
I'm asking you, would you pick lettuce? Would you work on a construction site in the cold 12 hours a day?
Uh-huh.
All right, so the answer is no. That's all. That's why they're here. It's quite simple. Let's go to the next call, line number 9, name, station, topic.
Patty, Northern Virginia, WMAL.
Why are you so wonderful? Why does a woman to make my day? Go ahead. What's on your mind, Patty?
Oh, this probably won't make your day because it certainly upsets me. Calling about when Boehner invited Netanyahu to come over and speak to our Congress, and Obama supposedly threw a major hissy fit, and he said, or someone on his staff said, he will pay for this. And now I'm hearing that our State Department is financing anti-Netanyahu campaign in Israel, saying...
That's correct. They sent one of their campaign directors who ran the Obama campaign to Israel to undermine Netanyahu. That is correct.
I'm very upset about that. What do you think?
Well, that's called tampering in a foreign election, but it wouldn't be the first time it's been done. I can tell you of an individual's name who ran foreign elections for years. So this goes on all the time. But this is an overt attack upon Netanyahu and the Israeli people by Obama. But do you think it will change the vote of one liberal Jew in America?
I don't understand the votes of liberal Jews in America. I don't
comprehend. Nobody does. They don't either. They have no idea why they're doing it. It's just that their mother voted that way, and they all feel that they're oppressed minorities. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. There's so many news stories that are hard to follow if you're not in the news business. There's hard enough when you're in the news business. Now that I'm in the news business, it gets even harder. For example, here's a story on WorldNet Daily that you probably didn't see. Holocaust survivor booted from public schools. And she said this is how it started in Russia and Germany. And her name is Anita Dittman, and she's an older woman in her 80s, 87. And she's been speaking to audiences large and small for decades, talking about how a happy 5-year-old Jewish girl when Hitler came to power, how life changed over the next 12 and a half years living under Nazi rule, how she survived concentration camps, and came out as a young woman of devout Christian faith. And then all of a sudden, she's been told she can't speak anymore. She can't speak, she was told. And she said, it's happening here. The country that I came to in 1946 was very different. She said, I can't speak in public schools anymore, because she mentions the word Christian. And because of Muslims, she can no longer express her Christianity. Don't tell me it's a religion of peace.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Oh, with me.
How much can we put up with these criminals running our country? Welcome back to the show. Am I on the air? Did you hear that? I don't know. Did that go out on the air? Criminals running the country? No. No, no. They're model citizens of the New World Order. Feinstein says Loretta Lynch is an outstanding role model for women and politicians. And as you well know, Feinstein would know what a role model would be for women and politicians. She'd be one herself, so it takes one to know one. And if Feinstein thinks Loretta Lynch is an outstanding role model for women and politicians, it must be true. If Boxer says that the Keystone Pipeline bill is a disgrace and no one asks her about the Boxer family's involvement in land deals in Marin County and rezoning in Marin County, well, you must believe that the XL Pipeline is a disgrace. It's Barbara Boxer. She speaks the truth. Or if you release Gitmo terrorists and they go back into terrorism and the government says they're not going back into terrorism, and then the government says we take it seriously, you've got to believe the government. And that's why Romney dropped out. Because although he was a moderate, middle-of-the-road Republican, he might have beaten Hillary. And the last thing that the double speakers need is someone who might tell the truth once in a while. In other words, if Romney would have spoken the truth 50% of the time, that was 50% more than you're going to get from Hillary, so that was 50% too much, said the fool in the Shakespearean play that never operates anywhere outside the Savage Nation. See, sometimes I have to play a different role. Robert, did that translate on the radio? Was that funny? See, that was hard. That was a hard new change. I did a double, triple, quadruple backflip off the diving board. That's highbrow stuff. That's highbrow stuff. But it's actually true. Since Romney would have spoken the truth, let's say 50% of the time, and since Hillary would not speak the truth any percent of the time, that was 50% more of the time than the Davos group would have permitted. So therefore, he was told to drop out or else. That's all. Like, it was like, remember the scene in The Godfather where they tell him it's over and he says, is there nothing you could do? No, I'm sorry. They gave him a walk. What they give him is a walkaway present. He's going to run the Olympics somewhere in Korea in 2095. I don't know what the consolation prize is. The guy was the top of the field in the GOP. Why would they run him out? Because he could have won. End of story. Use common sense. Use logic. This is Michael Savage, Unprotected Talk. When I call your number, name, station, topic, make believe it's a bakery. Just hold your number in your hand. That's all you know you have. And when your number comes up, I'm the guy behind the counter. Just please state your name, your station, and your topic, okay? Number two. Go ahead. You're next up in the Savage Bakery.
Hi, Susan, KSFO, San Francisco, boxing.
Oh, thank God. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that there is boxing tonight at Marin Civic Center.
Oh, really? Who's boxing? Is it Barbara Boxer versus a Republican or who?
I would love to box her. I'd do that for free.
What was the fight? Is it the local boy?
No, there's going to be six, and it's put on by Nave Productions. I'm actually a judge, and I'm driving there.
Oh, why didn't you send me a ticket? I would have gone.
Oh. This is what my offer is. I have to buy you a ticket, but I would be more than delighted to buy it.
No, I will not accept a gift from a lady. I was raised in a time when a man pays his own way. No, Navi is a great local guy. He's the promoter, right? He's not fighting anymore, is he?
No. And there's about 6 to 7 fights tonight.
Yeah, who's fighting? Mainly Mexican guys? They're phenomenal fighters, these guys, right?
I don't actually have the list yet because they did the weigh-ins yesterday, so I'm not sure.
So where is it? I would go. I really would. What time is the fight tonight?
They start at 7. They probably open the doors at 6, and it's at the Marin Civic Center of that Flags, whatever 10 Flags is.
Yeah, no. I've had events up there myself. I've sold it out. It's a very, very, very great facility. Why don't you stay on the line and give the guys your number? I'll call you later. I'll see if I can get up there. It'd be my pleasure to go, but I have to pay. Thank you for the call. I have to get security. I think I'm going to call up Michael Moore for his security guards' phone numbers. Don't you love that fat slob attacks our SEALs and then says he only uses Navy SEALs as bodyguards? Can you imagine that? The nerve of that slime ball. Line four.
Hello?
Yes. What's your topic, name, station?
Yeah, they told me I was line three. That's why I didn't answer first. Okay. Diane, WABC, Brooklyn. I wanted to say Mia Love or Betsy McCoy would be amazing. And if people don't know who they are, I think it would be a great idea for you.
Wait, hold on. They'd be excellent for what?
President.
Who are they?
Mia Love from Utah, the black conservative.
Oh, of course. She'd be a great vice. No one ever heard of her because Bush pushed her. Sorry. The Republicans, Boehner, pushed her in the back of the bus.
And Betsy McCoy, who wrote a book against Obamacare, who is the one that's into,
Look, the young conservative women, such as those two you named, would be fabulous vice presidential candidates on a ticket with a guy like Romney. They would have swept the ticket. If it was Romney and that lady from Salt Lake City, it was a runaway.
Yeah, but he's not running anymore.
That's right, because he could have won.
But you know what?
They don't want to win. The Davos crowd told him to lose. It's that simple. Why do people get so excited about an election that has already been picked? Am I too cynical for you or what? Line 3, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, this is David, listening on WJR in Detroit. My topic is the AG confirmation hearings.
Oh, please do. Something else. Go ahead.
Yes, I feel there is one important question that was not asked. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to listen to any of that. But the one question that I would have put to her was, please define for us in your, you know, complete definition, what is the word illegal and what does it mean to you?
Well, that's the answer would have been there's no such thing as an illegal except a member of a Tea Party.
Then I would have put Webster's Dictionary in front of her, say, please read that definition, tell us if you agree with it.
Yeah, well, to the nominee who is nothing but a continuation of Holder but worse, the only illegal activities in America are those conducted by those who support our borders, language, and culture. That's a given. Line number 6. 6, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Trent Schultz, WBAP, Texas, Dallas, Texas.
Okay, and what's your topic, sir?
My topic is taxation without representation.
Yeah, I'm also with the Tea Party, so what's on your mind?
Well, I got an idea. What if somebody sets up a website on April 15th? We just hold our money. Everybody. All the people who are concerned about the direction of the country, is that a plausible idea? Basically, we just don't pay them. I mean, if
well,
not-
it's a good idea, but here's the problem. Who's going to be first online to go to jail?
I know it's got somebody crazy enough out there to do it.
Who's going to be first online to be persecuted by the Obama Nazis in the IRS?
The one that came right after the first war, and it was a farmer, and remember that story?
I don't, but that's the truth. And I use the word Nazi not lightly, by the way. I use it heavily. Because the word Nazi, the letters, N-A-Z-I, stand for something. They stand for National Socialism. Can anyone listening to this show tell me that Obama is not a National Socialist? Tell me what makes him not. Well, he hasn't yet nationalized all of our industries. He's not yet nationalized everything. So therefore, he's not yet a complete National Socialist. But one would argue that he's on the road to National Socialism with centralized power. Wouldn't you say that's true? No, not unless you understand history. And of course, those who do not know the history are condemned to repeat it. But look up what the acronym Nazi stands for in German. And you will see Hitler's initial appeal were very similar, the appeal lines were very similar to those being used by the Obama machine and the whole Democrat Party for that matter, which is, let's see, there's no fairness, somebody stabbed us in the back, you know, things like that. I'm going to rebuild the middle class. Let's see, what else? All of these catchwords, I'll put you back to work. With the Nazi Party, you'll have full employment. There'll be a chicken in every pot. And, of course, under Obama, he didn't promise a chicken in every pot, but he did come through with his promise of pot in every chicken. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. News on the Savage Nation. The nation of Jordan has said to ISIS, if you kill the pilot will execute captive terrorists. That is just wonderful. Jordan officials said that would-be bomber Sajida al-Rashiwi and other Islamic State fighters would be quickly judged and sentenced if the Jordanian pilot who is being threatened with a beheading is killed. The deadline for a possible prisoner swap passed Thursday with no word from the Nazi Islamic State, also known as ISIS, and it is not Islamic according to Obama. But the Jordanian government was very clear. It warned the throwbacks that if they kill the pilot, they will implement the death sentences for Sajida and other ISIS prisoners as soon as possible. So it begs the question of why we don't threaten to execute the prisoners that we hold at Guantanamo if they execute or threaten to execute an American. Why is that? Well, you have to ask yourself about the difference between Jordan and the United States of America. There are many differences, constitutional and others. But it's really a matter of will, not about constitutions. That's what it comes down to. It's a matter of standing up for your country and not bending over for the new Nazi movement that is threatening the stability of the entire planet. That's the difference. Now, let's see what happens. Let's pray that pilot comes home safely. And to sit here and pray for this government to act that way, that's like praying for the second coming of General Patton. It ain't going to happen. Here's another crazy story. It's not really breaking news. It's nuts. Pope Francis has met with a transgender man. Diego Neiria Lajaraga, a transgender man who says he had a private audience with the Pope in late January, which is a first for the pontiff. Neiria was born as a girl in Spain and raised as a devout Catholic. But after his sex change operation 8 years ago, many people scorned him in church in his hometown of Plasencia in western Spain. Neiria recalls discussions with a parish priest and some others in town, and afterwards he started staying away from Mass. But he never lost faith, and so he wrote to the great Pope Francis last year, and the local bishop helped get the letter noticed. Next came two phone calls from the great Pope, and then a discreet audience on a Saturday evening at the papal residence. Now, I should tell you this. Catholic doctrine holds that sex change procedures do not change a person's gender in the eyes of the church. But apparently the Pope is like Obama. The Pope thinks he is above the church itself. Just as Obama thinks he's above the Constitution, the Pope thinks he's above Catholic doctrine. And that's all I have to say on Unprotected Talk on the Savage Nation. When you think about this, how demented this is for the Pope, to reward a man who had a sexual identity crisis, and no one's sitting here, you know, Sally, hey, that's it. I feel bad for the guy that didn't know what he was. I feel worse for him that doctors mutilated him. But here's what I feel. With a world with such amazing people in it, scientists and engineers and even social workers are good for the world, for the Pope to take that high office, the highest office in the Catholic world, and to glorify a man who had a sexual confusion like this, does that not tell you that the Pope himself is disordered? You know, I've told you many times in the Savage Nation about I don't know whether to call it an organ, but it is somewhat of an operational switchboard in the brain. It's called the optic chiasma. And maybe you learned this in high school, and it's simple, is that when you see anything, you're looking out at anything right now, you're actually seeing it reversed, upside down rather. And there's a part of your brain in between your eyes called the optic chiasma that takes the image that you're looking at and reverses it so you see it the way it actually is. Because initially you see it upside down. And then the reverse, and you see it normally. It's like the Pope has no optic chiasma. It's as though Obama has no optic chiasma. It's the world upside down. You know, we're living in an Alice in Wonderland, or the world through a looking glass, aren't we? Where the so-called leaders like Obama and the Pope are looking at the world through the narrow end of the telescope. And the rest of us are saying, sir, you're seeing everything backwards. And that's why I say life is not a fable. Unfortunately, the idiots who are running the world are living in a fantasy. And the rest of us have to put up with it. All right, at least that's one man's opinion. Time for one quick call. Line number four, go ahead, please. Name, station, topic.
Yeah, this is Larry in San Fran Freak Show. I want to talk about some conspiracies real quick.
Okay, you're listening on KSFO. What's on your mind?
Well, I heard you talking about the Bilderberg Group. I know a lot of guys who talk about that, and they're also 9/11 truthers, and you're not one of those, are you?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, okay. I just want. What about the chemtrail thing?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, well, I just to try to clarify, because I'm dealing
with... First of all, do you know what Bilderberg stands for, the name itself?
You said it's something about a hotel in...
Right, it's a hotel in Holland where the original group met in 1954, and ever since then, world leaders meet up there to decide what the world is going to look like tomorrow. And you may say, well, come on, they don't have all of that power. I would argue they do have all of that power. Wouldn't you say that the meeting in Davos consisted of people who control the world?
Well, if it is, it's pretty scary, but I hear Jesse Ventura talk about it, so I wonder.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean... Look, even a stopwatch is correct twice a day.
Right.
So Jesse Ventura, the bouncer, I mean, I'm sure in his exile in Mexico, even he gets it right twice a day. But no, I'm not into the truth, or I'm not into the chemtrail business. That's utter nonsense. But in terms of a powerful group that could have Romney drop out of the race when he's the leader, wouldn't you say that indicates there could have been some pressure put upon him to drop out so Hillary wins?
Sure sounds like it.
I'm saying it's a logical conclusion. It doesn't mean I know that that's 100% true. I mean, I don't have any insider knowledge. I'm not a member of some group. I don't get invited to these places. And I'm not a Republican on top of it all. I am an independent. I have been since the days I began in radio. Unlike many in radio claim to be conservatives, they're nothing but Republicans. I'm not happy about that. That's why they were invited to the White House under Bush and I wasn't. I've always been the outside man and I hope to remain so.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I haven't had any incidents on the air, any mistakes, nothing. It's been pretty good for 2.5 hours so far. You try it someday for 2.5 minutes. But anyway, look, the thing is this. You know, you look at what's going on in the world, and it becomes increasingly obvious to me that we have less and less control or power or influence, rather, over our own government. Here we had an election in November. It was a landslide. It was actually of historic proportions. The very next day, Obama, the maniac, got up and basically nullified the election by saying, big deal. I'm going to double down. I'm going to use the veto. I'll do what I want. Screw you. He said, because frankly, the people who voted against me were all white people. And he said, once I get through with this country in another year or so with a flood of illegal aliens and stirring up the masses against the others, he said, you'll see who really runs the country. Now, I don't know how white liberals who consider themselves communists or socialists don't understand that they're included in the enemies list. Can they not understand this yet? Are they that naive to think that bring it all down, girl, is going to yield a better society than the one they have? They don't understand it, which is how communism always works. It always works the same way. If you look back at the history of the Bolshevik movement, in Russia, it was not run by rabble. It was run by fairly well-educated, mainly lawyers, incidentally. Karl Marx was a lawyer. From fairly prominent families in Russia, just like the commies of today, the ACLU, are the same. And they all work for the same end. They've learned nothing from history. They refuse to recognize that communism was a disaster, genocidal failure, wherever it was tried. And yet they want the same thing here. Whether it's Michael Moore, or one of the other Hollywood idiots, again, preaching the same thing without knowing where it will lead us. So it makes it very difficult to get up here and think it's going to make a difference for me to tell you, as I call it like I see it, you know, what is the purpose of a talk show? Think about that. Why are you actually listening to me? Well, maybe you like the entertainment factor. Maybe you like me to eat on the air. Or maybe you like me to talk about buffets or meatballs or dogs or boats or feeding seagulls, or my knowledge of the bay, which is infinite here since I've lived here for 40 years and I've actually been a boater, unlike most politicians in San Francisco who've never been on the bay. Never. The closest they came to the bay, actually former mayors even, have never been on the water. Find out how often the mayors of this city have been on the bay. You'll find out most of them never been on the water. They're afraid of it. You see, they think they can walk on water, but they're afraid to actually sail on the water. But nevertheless, what do you listen for my knowledge of the bay or this or my views? Just an entertainment factor. My brilliant political insights, which many people count upon. as evidenced by the large sale of my books and the number of weeks they've been on the New York Times list. I mean, you could dismiss me all you want, but those who dismiss me the most are those who usually write and are not published, or those who are published are unnoticed. They're the ones who have the most trouble with Michael Savage because they're jealous. It's like the cafes of North Beach are filled with people who wish they could publish a screenplay. They sat there for 30 years writing drivel which no one will publish. They can't get an agent. And then they say the Jews run Hollywood and have no chance to get ahead. The same kind of grumbling that Hitler went on about the Art Institute in Austria. So the thing is, things don't really change. Everybody wants to find a scapegoat and blame someone. And the people I usually pick on are the more successful. It's actually true what I just said to you. Think about it. And now we move on again to the scholarship thing that I set up. I just got to remind those of you, I'm getting so many applications now. If you've applied, don't worry. You're not going to hear from us till March 31st when it closes. But Michael Savage has announced $100,000 in college scholarships for the most conservative essay on what it means to be an American. That's right. Oh, you can apply if you're a liberal, but don't tell me America means what you think it does because you're not going to win. It's that simple. The beauty of scholarships is that I don't have to conform to the Communist Party USA, as most universities do. And you have to be qualified from the terms of financial need. I don't want to give money to people who don't need it, so I'm asking you to file a federal student FAFSA, which is a pretty strict set of guidelines in there to prove your need. And it's just 500 words, what it means to be an American. I'm going to have five winners of $20,000 each, 10 grand a year. And the scholarship is open until March 31st. Is that when? Yeah, and I announced the winners on July 4th, on July 4th, because it's an appropriate day. And then whoever wins, the money will be paid directly to your college so that we're not worried about taxation and all of that business. That's for the college to worry about. And I've been getting the applications, and I have a couple of people screening them for me. I have them just screening them for me and putting codes in them. So I don't even know your name. I'd appreciate it if you do apply. Don't tell me you're a Mexican-American or a blank American. I don't want to hear it because what you're trying to do is top load it so that I pick you because you're a minority. I'm not going to do it. Why don't you just write the essay of what it means to be an American? Don't tell me about your ethnicity. I'm not interested. How's that? Does that work for you? I'm not an ordinary college. You know what I mean? Don't appeal to me on that basis. I want something that transcends your race or your ethnicity, incidentally. And I don't know your name. I don't want pictures of you on Facebook. You can apply with it. I won't see it. The people who screen it for me are cutting that out. I only see the pages with a code on it. So that's an interesting thing I put together here. And I wouldn't expect anyone outside of the audience to know about it. But it really means a lot to me. And when we announce the winners, middle of the year, I don't know, July 4th, and the scholarships are given out, maybe we'll have the young people on who win and read them if they want. And if it goes well, I'll do it again next year, God willing. We'll, you know, raise the money and all of that for the scholarship program. So the Michael Savage essay contest of what it means to be an American. I think it's a great idea. Admittedly, it's not $60 million to Stanford for a Heart Institute, but in my own little way, I'm trying to make a difference. So if I can encourage kids who love America to love America more, God bless them. That's all. Now let's go to the callers. Line number 8, name, station, topic. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
I'm Bill in Norwalk, Connecticut. I'm listening on I was listening on WABC, and I wanted to say that I'm glad that Romney's out of the race. I'm a lifelong Republican, formerly of New Jersey. Now for the past 2 years, I've been in Connecticut. But I'm glad he's out because with RomneyCare in Massachusetts, he could never have won. He could have won in 2008 before Obamacare became an issue. But unfortunately, Huckabee stayed in the race till the very end, and I think that's what ruined it for everybody.
All right, wait a minute. Okay, I'm not asking you to agree with me that he was forced out so Hillary will win, but do you actually believe that Bush can win?
No.
I mean, it's finished. Bush can't win. So which one of the Republicans can possibly beat Hillary?
Possibly Cruz, but I think Hillary's got a lot against her. You know, before we had Obamacare, Hillary, when Bill was...
Yes, she does. She has nothing going for her other than a powerful machine and a ton of money. What does she actually have going for her? She was a disaster as a Secretary of State. She was a monster as the assistant president to Bill. So what does she actually have going for her?
She has a lot going against her, and this is why Romney is not the candidate. He's too much of a gentleman. Benghazi should have been brought up against her, but it wasn't. the ambassador asked for help. He said he thought his life was in danger, and they told him no, they weren't.
Yes, and that's when Obama purged all the generals who were willing to send help. All of them were fired within the first 3 months. It's all in my book, Stop the Coming Civil War. Incidentally, I have the generals' names. They were ready, willing, and able to send aid to save the ambassador in Benghazi. They were told to stand down, and we don't know who did it. You're alleging it was Hillary Clinton. I have no reason to accept or reject that. But the thing is this. Now that Romney was forced out, tell me that you actually think that Jeb Bush can win, because I don't believe it.
I don't believe he can win either. And I'm
So wait. So that means nobody can win on the Republican side.
Well, if they draft Rudy Giuliani, I think they have a chance. And he's about the same age as Hillary, and there's no reason why...
But he's not even in the running. Giuliani is not in the running, sir. That's the problem. He's not in the running. That's the problem. And the only one who could have won was the liberal Republican Romney. So you'll say, well, better no one than him. You're better a Democrat than him. I disagree with you. Yeah, Romney's a liberal. But still, I would say 50%, you get 50% on the dollar with Romney. Bush can't win at all. He has too much baggage. The name alone is not going to be against him. People are going to rightly say, do you want a dynasty in America? We're not supposed to be a dynastic nation. Same with Hillary. You should ask the same question. Do you want a dynasty now? Why must we have these old line power structure families running over and over again? What are term limits for? Why do we need another Bush or another Clinton to begin with? Why is that the issue? How could it possibly come down to that when there are so many other people running? And by the way, what are the Democrats running? Why is that party such a closed shop? If it's so open and so fair and so equal, why is it no one else gets a chance to compete against Hillary Clinton? What happened there to that little fascistic organization, the DNC, under Steve Israel? Next line seven. Go ahead, please state your name, station, topic.
Daniel Lovett. I'm out of Detroit, Michigan. By the way, I heard you talking earlier about boxing. I fight pro here. I fought with Emmanuel Stewart, Tommy Hearns, all those guys out of the Kronk Gym. It's a lot.
Wait. You fought with them? What is it? As a sparring partner, or you boxed them?
No, I boxed pro. I fought out of the Kronk Gym on the Kronk boxing team under Emmanuel Stewart, which, you know, he passed away.
That's amazing. So you're a certifiable boxer. Welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is I was brought up in a liberal home. My mother's a liberal. I mean, you know, she couldn't pour water out of a boot if the directions was on the heel.
Is that what made you into a fighting man?
Well, let me tell you something. When you're around such illiteracy like that, I mean, I'm a Christian, conservative, but I got to tell you something. I was trying to, you know, you can't even talk to them logically because, like I say, nothing registers. All they know is, you know, this guy will give a free check to this guy over here for $600, and that's all they know. But we were debating, you know, these illegal immigrants that are, you know, coming across the border, and I found out that liberals hate, you know, they really have a deep hate passion for white men and America. And I asked her, I said, well, you know, what do you think? She said, well, we owe them that. I said, well, can you name one thing that Africa has ever gave to anybody, to anything, you know, mankind? What have they ever gave to anybody that would better, you know, the world or Mexico? What have they gave, or Iraq or Iran? America is the only country. Without America, what would the world have been? And yet these liberals, Hillary's got one big advantage.
But wait, and what did your mother say to that, my friend?
She's too dumb to say anything. I mean, listen, she put the D-U-M in dummy. I mean, here, you know, I...
Now, I would think a boxer would never say anything negative about his mother. I'm feeling liberated. Go on, I'm enjoying it.
I mean, the truth is the truth, but I can tell you this. I've learned how come liberals are so idiotic. See, back in the 20s and 30s, people had hard times. The Democratic Party once was for the hardworking man. Well, what happened is they went through all that hardship, and then when they had children, they spoiled them so bad because they didn't want them to see what they had went through or what they had endured. They never taught them right from wrong. They never disciplined them. They never, you know, now you got people like my mother out there. I mean, I'll tell you what,
you're my kind of guy.
I'm not kidding you.
You and I could have a cup of tea together, no question about it. Are you still in the fighting world? You are mentally.
Well, I can just tell you this. You know, Mike, I read the Bible quite a bit, and there's a part in there that says they see bad as good and good as evil. It's actually in the book of Hebrew. Paul's writing it. And, you know, I thought to myself,
Wow, man, you want to talk about, he hit it dead on. I mean, go tell my mother, the guy, you know, the guy across the street raped the little girl. She'll want to punish the little girl. I mean, and this is all liberals. I mean, you talk to a liberal, you're better off, honest to God, to stop the car and talk to the tree right out there in the field. You'll get a better response because the tree can't answer.
You know, my friend, I can save you a lot of angst by telling you there's only one answer when you hit a stone wall with liberals and you don't understand it. And that is the title of my 2005 book, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. Because if you plug that answer into your question of how could they think that way, that answers your question. And by the way, you're quoting the Bible, so I have a chance now on a Friday night to throw in something to match you, which is Isaiah, who was onto this. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that change darkness into light and light into darkness, that change bitter into sweet and sweet into bitter. Does that kind of say it?
That's exactly right. I mean, that's exactly right.
Here's Isaiah chapter 9, verse 12. And if this doesn't refer to Obama, I'd like to know what does. He says, as for my people, a babe is their master and women rule over them. Does that not predict our times today?
You know, Mike, honest to God, I was trying to tell my mother, right there in Isaiah, right where you were just talking, in Isaiah 9, if you go to the 6th verse, he gives a wonderful introductory to Christ. He says that he's the counselor, which, you know, if you went into a courtroom, what do they refer to your lawyer as? A counselor. He was there to counsel you and guide you. And he also gave him a title saying the peacemaker. And the reason he was the peacemaker is because when he went to the cross, he removed the sin from between us. The meaning of death is the permanent separation from ourselves and God. So this gives us a pretty good picture. If you take the word lived, L-I-V-E-D, and spell it backwards, what does it spell? It spells devil. So when you're separated from God, you're dead. You're dead. So, you know, I was trying to explain to her, you know, because she says, well, I'm a Christian. I said, well, how can you be a Christian and vote for a man who supports homosexuality, abortion, all these, everything Obama stands for, the Bible rebukes. How can you be, well, in the book of Matthew, he says, look, you'll know them by the fruit they bear. Well, you can ask her that and explain
well,
that.
You know, my friend, you and I can rap for a long time, and let me end with this, because Isaiah said this, and seven women shall take hold of one man in that day, saying, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel, only let us be called by thy name, take thou away our reproach. What does that mean? It means exactly what he said in 12, as for my people, a babe is their master and women rule over them, which is why Michael Savage refers to this administration as a sorority. Thank you for calling. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. I got to tell you, I only have 50 seconds left to wrap this show up. It's been a fast 3 hours, the fastest of the week. I'd like another hour or so to conclude with so many topics that we began today. I do the Bible. I would do the Romney. There's so many things, the health issues, Israel, Obama, where the country is going. But it'll have to wait until Monday when I'll return, God willing. I feel stronger than I have for a long time. I don't know what it is. I actually don't know what it is. I think it's probably that I slept for 12 hours. I think I've just been exhausted. I've just been dissipated from exhaustion. I feel great. I feel fabulous. It's all God's will. I'm in God's hands along with you. And let's just keep praying for America, because we will be liberated from this oppression soon enough. We will be liberated from this oppression of Obama and his communist minions.
Savage.